1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. China responding to the House vote on Wednesday requiring the Beijing-based company ByteDance to sell TikTok or face a nationwide ban. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says the bill violates fair competition and international trade rules. A federal judge in Florida today hears arguments on whether to dismiss the classified documents case against Donald Trump. Trump's lawyers argue he was entitled to keep the records with him when he left the White House. With violence mounting in Haiti, Americans are trying to get out. One of those rescued this week, best-selling author Mitch Albom, who runs a charity in Port-au-Prince, an orphanage.
Took all of maybe 60 seconds from the time the helicopter came down and everybody ran in, jumped inside, and the thing took off and flew us out of the country. And we were able to get home, bring all those volunteers home safely.
He says their biggest regret is not being able to get the children they care for out. Israel says it has plans to move civilians out of Rafah to other parts of Gaza before moving ahead with a full-scale invasion of the city. This is ABC News. A federal court in Texas leaving in place a law that requires anyone under 18 to get permission from their parents for birth control.
The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals has upheld a Texas law requiring anyone under 18 to get parental consent before obtaining contraceptives. The panel ruled that the Texas law supersedes a federal program in place since 1970 that confidentially provides free birth control to people of any age at federally funded family planning clinics. A Texas father filed suit claiming that Title X violated his rights as a parent. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
16 members of a California SWAT team hurt after an explosion during a training exercise. As of now, there's no word on what caused it. And Keurig is rethinking the K-Cup. It is now introducing what it calls the K-Round. Instead of plastic, the new pods will be made of a plant-based material that can be tossed in the same way as coffee grounds. New pods also mean a new brewer. The K-Rounds will initially work only in the Keurig Alta. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The White House is sending $36 million to Milwaukee to help reconnect a neighborhood that had been divided by a highway in the 1960s. President Joe Biden made the announcement at a stop in Milwaukee Wednesday. He says that the project will help disadvantaged communities living on Milwaukee's 6th Street.
These are life-changing improvements. They're also going to make it easy for historic black communities in the north and Latino communities in the south to access jobs, school, and entertainment.
Wisconsin is seen as a crucial state to win in this November's presidential election. Reports say former Green Bay Packers star quarterback Aaron Rodgers might run for vice president. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is running for president as an independent. The New York Times reports Kennedy's shortlist for running mates include Rodgers and former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Brewers name who's on second. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have named Bryce Terang as their starting second baseman. Terang making some incredible plays in the infield last season and says he's working on his hitting with the advice of his father Brian, who played for the Mariners in the early 90s. Did it help?
Yeah, I worked extremely hard. Definitely did some talking with my dad and worked hard to just kind of get back to the ways of, you know, line drives back up the middle, putting myself in the best situation to do that. It's been good. I mean, I feel really good up there. And
the Brewers losing to the White Sox 15-4, and bad news for closer Devin Williams, who's had back pains throughout spring training. And after seeking a second opinion, Williams has been told he has two fractures in his spine. He won't be able to pitch until June. For now, it's rest and rehab. College basketball, Badgers and Maryland in the Big Ten tournament today in Minneapolis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today with a few scattered off and on showers possible throughout the day. We're talking maybe 1 to 2 tenths of an inch of rain, maybe a little more, especially to the south. Our high 45, the wind northeast at 15 to 25. Tonight, clearing after midnight. Our low 31 tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Thursday on the Maggie Dawn Show, I'll be joined by judicial candidate Rochelle Johnson-Bent, talking about why your circuit court trial judges are important to you.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two of Mino and the Mayor here. 7:06, 42 degrees in Green Bay, 45 in Appleton, 42 in Oshkosh. Very special thanks to Cheryl Digman, Fox City's Victim Crisis Response Team. Scary but fascinating information,
great.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Again, she does a great job. Her organization, they, after there's an overdose, she comes and comforts the family.
They're on the street. Yep.
But still, she's part of a larger group. And I'd like to get some of those members on that are working on the preventive side of it.
I agree.
Is that, and I don't know how far you can go back, if it's what something she said, a lot of trauma. So people have experienced trauma. I mean, we got to get closer to them.
Yep. Todd, you got a lot of texts on that segment, huh?
We really did. People were just saying they were so blown away how this has just created a whole different world when it comes to drugs and stuff like that. You were saying, John. Back in the day, you had 1, 2, 3, 4. That was it. And now they're, creating new things.
That's what I mean. And then things, I mean, who would think to take a horse tranquilizer and a cow tranquilizer and think, this should turn out pretty good? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Somewhere, somebody must have either tried it or got wind of somebody who did something.
This stuff is awesome.
Wasn't there something during COVID where they were having people take some of the horse medications
that? Yeah, so I remember that.
Does that, you wonder if something like that spurs, let's try this.
Right. I know what you're talking about. And by the way, just switching subjects here, not to make this light list, but when we were talking about rhubarb that I was always supposed to, who was it, Sheila texted?
Yes.
And said rhubarb leaves are poisonous.
That is true.
Okay, well, that's what I meant.
They're not red. They're greener than anything on
there.
Well,
you're just by taking out the outside part of the rhubarb, we're just making sure none of the stuff from the leaves transferred over.
You're trying to get out of something.
No, I'm not. You heard from Big Wayne about honey
you
pie?
You pulled the...
I messaged him yet.
Nothing yet.
You pull the rhubarb out of the ground, like Todd said. You cut off that, and then you cut off the leaf. And then you cut it up, then you make it. So, peeling...
Well, we're just being overly cautious.
You peel
cautious.
Celery, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes we
we're being, yes. I hate getting those little stringy parts in my teeth. Don't you? That's the worst thing.
You know what I make? You know, have you ever had a brandy slush or something like that around Christmas where it's brandy and you put a little soda water in it or whatever? I make a rhubarb slush in the summer.
Okay.
In the summer. And you have a little bit of strawberry in there, some sugar, all that kind of stuff. And you mix that with vodka or whatever you want.
That sounds really good.
Oh, it's really refreshing.
Wow.
You could be mowing the lawn and then an hour later be laying on the lawn. It hits you pretty hard.
You know what I had?
Our overdose lady. Okay.
But you know what I had the other day, Sunday, when we went to that the Decades practice rehearsal? Moscow Mules.
Yeah.
Those are good.
What is that again? I know
it's vodka and cinnamon beer, correct?
Ginger beer.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't like ginger, but anyway, yes. Yeah,
did you like ginger from Gilligan's Island?
Absolutely.
Yeah. As the only ginger.
You seem like you'd be more of a Marianne guy, though.
Yeah. Remember when they were in here, they sang?
I think you'd go after Lovey. Lovey?
I'd go after the money. You're right.
Exactly.
Right. Anyway, so that rhubarb, if our listeners are listening, and that to what you're
trying to convince them that rhubarb pie is good.
No, you were trying to convince them to peel rhubarb, and I'm saying you don't have to do that, just cut off the leaves, but everybody knows that, so.
I don't know if everybody does know that.
But now they do. Well. Anyway, rhubarb and strawberry pie, I got to change mine from rhubarb to rhubarb strawberry.
You want rhubarb strawberry?
Yeah, I do.
Here's
a combo.
Here's an interesting one we got to vote for.
Again?
Mine?
Yeah.
Pecan, oh, yeah, right? Good. Belgian sweet cheese pie was one of the votes this morning.
Never heard of that one. You?
No.
You're Belgian, aren't you? You're close. Germany and Belgium were on those borders.
But, yeah,
they cropped over.
It's pie day today, 3.14. We're talking about actual pies. Right now, pecan for desserts is in the top spot.
Thank you.
But, John, it's not like that's not, that, this isn't a.
If yours was in the lead, it would be competition.
No, this isn't like, what's the most popular pie? I would have won that. This is what's your favorite pie.
How would you have won that?
Thank you.
We're doing what's the most popular. Our listeners,
cherry,
what's the most popular pie?
Yeah.
The most popular pie is honey pie?
No, it's not.
Or cherry pie?
Nope, it's not.
It's honey pie, though.
We're
you know what it is? It's what our people say it is.
I agree with that.
And our people say pecan. Now, I want to move on to pizzas.
All right.
For the next round.
Ooh.
So what's your favorite pizza topping?
Well,
like if you were going to choose a pizza, would it be sausage and mushroom? Would it be
sausage and extra mushrooms? I like lots and lots of mushrooms.
Sausage, mushrooms, olives, onions, peppers.
I don't want onions on my pie.
Oh, I do. I make my own pizza. I just want to say that. You know what a good pizza is, you guys? And I'm going to switch my vote. Barbecue chicken.
I could see that.
That is really, and I make that. You make the chicken, cut it up small pieces, and then put barbecue sauce on. And I put green peppers on that as well. And then cover that with cheese. That is really good pizza, you guys.
I like that. Is it like an Alfredo and chicken type of
pizza? I was going to say
that. Well, you could do that.
Even Domino's has that, which is good.
That's my favorite.
Those really, are good. Yeah, that's really good.
That's the white sauce. But even the red sauce is good, though.
When we get when's Dr. Kristen going to be on again?
She'll be on next week.
Okay. I saw a thing on her Facebook last night. She's in Minnesota, and she had this wild mushroom that's just covered with wild mushrooms type of pizza. That looked tremendous.
All just a mushroom pizza?
And then I think it might have even had like wild rice on it or something.
But you got to put.
There's other stuff, but.
Yeah, you
got
to put.
But it really got me at the wild mushrooms just covered with it.
I like a good plain cheese pizza.
No, I don't.
No,
nope.
Me either.
And I last thing stuff. In the world, last thing in the world I want is pineapples on my pizza.
Mm.
Last
with
thing
ham?
In the world. Huh?
With ham?
Yeah, no.
I don't think it's the worst thing in the world, but it's not my favorite thing.
Don't think that needs to be on a pizza.
Well, I think Todd's cheese pizza, if we get one, I'll add stuff to it.
Yeah, we have to add.
Yeah, that
we so we just got to vote for lame. Ham and pineapple, just so
okay,
you know.
All right.
And also a vote for single guy pizza from Chicago Street Pub in De Pere. Sauerkraut, jalapeno, and onions.
You better
that
be single.
That.
I know you're going to be single for the rest of that night. One night only. Wow.
Yeah, she kicked me out. I'll have a piece of that. Or, yeah.
I'll be in the garage tonight.
So if they have a vote, they can go and get our web.
I could throw another one that I really like. Yeah. And you know where we used to get this? For like Dom's birthday or whatever. The only time we'd go there, but it was Happy Joe's.
Oh, yeah.
And they have the smorgasbord. No, it was the BLT.
Hmm.
BLT pizza.
Remember those.
Is really good.
They have good. Okay. They have a good taco pizza over there, too.
Yeah, taco pizza's good, but that BLT, I'd never had it anywhere else. It's like, wow, this is delicious.
Yeah.
Speaking of birthdays, just so you guys know, Dennis from the Glam Band has a birthday.
That's
today.
Right!
Today?
Can you give him the birthday song?
How big of a treat would that be for him?
What, pizza?
No, a man that entertains so many people with his voice that somebody else has the generosity to bestow upon them a special gift.
Well, I think you can think what you want, but if you do sing, that is going to make him feel like
good.
Wow, am I a good singer?
Make him feel good.
Yes, that's a nice way to do it.
Should we do it, Todd?
Yeah, I say do it.
So Todd actually suggested we bring back the birthday things, but we got to get clearance from Murphy first to make sure that, because he might have a copyright on that. So we got to call him and see if we can
Did
do
he
it.
Sing?
No, I did.
Oh, so he just listened. So he copyrighted
so
listening?
He would give
people
out
call
the birth,
it, yeah.
Well, he'd give up the mic.
Yeah.
Well, Dennis from the Glam Band is awesome, and I'd like to do something for him. I'm not sure this is it.
This
but,
could do it.
Yeah. But this will make him feel special. Like a better singer.
It'll make his
after
day feel special.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
All right.
All right.
I got to get some more coffee, so go ahead.
Hang on. It says, tell Mino DeMartini's in Milwaukee puts loads of mushrooms on their pizza. Fantastic people if you're down there. Bayview neighborhood. Brian, Diamini's, I've heard of them. That's kind of a famous place, right? In Milwaukee? Diamini's, I've heard of them.
Yeah. I will say that the number one requested, like, food, order, delivery, and all that stuff is pizza.
Oh, I believe it. I mean, I could live on pizza.
Me too.
Live on it. Right? Live on it. Not even kidding. I could live on it.
I don't know if we want to do the best pizza in Green Bay, but that is a good place in
Milwaukee.
Well, you
know what? We got to try Riverside. We got to try Riverside.
Riverside is pizza?
The one that came down from the UP, from Iron River.
That, I thought you were talking about that Riverside.
Oh, no. The Riverside place.
No. That guy was awesome.
We
got to
go in there and try that. Yes.
Right. I have an idea. Before you sing, I have an idea right before the draft to do the best of Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh.
Yeah, that's cool.
In these categories. And then we'll feature them not only on the show, but on the station so that people who are in town
love it.
For the event
love
can
it.
Actually know where the best pizza is in Oshkosh.
You know, there's Green a guy, you ever, right. there's that one guy that really does the big sports media site. I can't think of the name of it. No. Barstool Sports.
Yeah.
And every city he goes, he does a review on the pizzas.
Yeah.
He'll go and have a pizza. Well, I'd love a job like that.
But I tell you what we could do then. Todd's onto something. We could do the best cheeseburger.
Yeah, of course. The best Bloody
the best
Mary.
Pie, the best Bloody Mary.
I'll tell you what. The Bloody Mary we had at the settlement last week was good.
That's a good place.
You know, sometimes people think the more things they put in a Bloody Mary, that just makes it that much. That's more show. Give me that chicken. Where that spice is. I want a little bit of kick.
Yeah, they make their own sauce there because that was very.
Yes, you could tell.
Yeah. Good stuff.
And that's tough to do. Everybody thinks they can buy a bottle of, you know, Bloody Mary mix. It's by you got it. There's an art to having a really good Bloody Mary.
But unless they change their the little bit of their marketing in terms of how you pay for it, cash only. We have to warn our 250,000 visitors because I'm you know what I mean. Like but the lady said they're going to look at credit cards, didn't she?
I don't know.
I thought she did.
But
anyway,
they got a time machine, so you can just use your credit
card.
I
don't have a. I don't even know what that is.
Oh
so.
My god! You know, or you have your checkbook like Jim did.
Wow. She took it.
Wow. But, you know, but to me, the you know what? You know what I'm not a fan of? Chicago-style pizza.
The deep dish?
Yeah. We used to go to, and I think there's one in Appleton, too. We used to go to Ina's?
Well, Luigi's has deep, a lot of places.
Luigi's
deep
is good, though. Too. But there's, what's that? Unos in Chicago.
Yeah.
And it's like, it was good, but it's like, it's not really, it's almost like eating lasagna versus eating pizza.
I agree. Deep dish.
I want the good thin crust, the great thin crust.
Right.
When I have my pizza oven, my outdoor pizza oven that I'm going to make.
Yes.
It'll be the greatest crust ever.
Yeah.
I'm going to have you come over. I mean, you never invite me, but I'm going to have you come over.
Okay.
And we're going to make pizzas, really good pizzas.
That would be fun to have a pizza party.
Yeah.
You know, and just
everybody
bring
their own.
Right,
yeah.
Everybody make their own. We'll just put all the toppings out and different crusts.
Yeah.
And,
yep. Yep.
We could do that. So when you have a pizza oven?
Yeah.
I mean, like outside.
Yeah.
With the fire.
Wood.
Yeah. Wood when fire. You get that done.
I use a lot of my old barn wood to burn with it.
It will. Okay.
Do you want to take us into the break with your happy birthday song?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Hey, this is dedicated to a great friend of ours, great friend of the program. Great friend of Northeast Wisconsin and points beyond, Dennis from the Glam Band. Happy birthday. This special treat is for you.
Okay, time.
Happy birthday to you.
Jeez.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Dennis. Happy birthday.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Green Bay that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 920-469-1146 to apply. That's 920-469-1146.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Mino and the mayor here on a Thursday morning.
Thanks for that rendition.
Talking a lot of stuff, and you're welcome.
You know what? Don't worry about Murphy patenting that. Or
well, I just want to make sure. I want to make sure, because he originated that. I just want to make sure it's so clear with him that we can move it on.
I never heard your other show, and Todd said he used to listen to you. He remembers it being, I don't want to hurt your feelings, Johnny, but it was better back then. So I think, I don't know if it's practice or what, but
maybe I got out of practice.
We had we had quite a few people wishing Dennis a happy birthday.
Oh, that's cool. Great.
And right. Then somebody, Mary, just said, did Mino just call an ATM a time machine? He dated himself. That's what we call him still, don't
absolutely
we?
I still do it. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Okay, Todd, let's leave it to the people. They're voting on a lot of things today. The best pie, today's National Pie Day.
Yep.
The best pizza pie.
Yep.
Okay. And do you want me to bring back the singing every morning for birthdays?
Perfect. So add that to the list.
Yeah.
Get the Civic Media app. Just download it wherever you get your apps.
Choose and whatever they say, we will do.
Yeah, WGBW or WISS. Yes or no on the birthday song. I'm going to vote yes.
Okay.
Because I think you need a little practice.
Yes.
Well.
And then, Jim, what's your vote?
I want to hear it again, but not like that. So I'm going to hold my vote, Johnny. I want to learn about the candidate a little bit more.
Okay, that's fine.
All okay.
Right. Well, we have a special guest. We have Sky Van Rossum here.
Did Sky weigh in on the pie?
Not yet.
Sky. Favorite pie.
Favorite pie.
Today's pie day. Okay, and Johnny picked pecan. And I picked kind of rhubarb strawberry.
And Jim is trying to tell us that the most popular pie around here is honey pie. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Okay, we're trying to get a hold of Big Wayne, because Big Wayne would be the authority on this.
He would be the authority.
He would be the authority.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We will. Oh, right. We will.
Strawberry rhubarb pie.
Oh, that's Jim's too.
All right.
Strawberry rhubarb.
Put it down. Right. And John misled our listeners in saying that rhubarb, you have to peel the red part off of the stem or it's poisonous. And then we did our own research. It took us like, 8-9 seconds and found out that the poisonous part of rhubarb is the leaf.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you knew that. I mean, you're into all that stuff.
Yep. I make a simple syrup out of rhubarb and use that in cocktails.
Really? Todd
was just saying that.
Yeah, well, we do like a slush kind of thing during the summer. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd never heard of that before now.
We're having a pizza party because we're deciding. It was a very complicated show this morning, but we're going to put a party together.
We had a lot of moving parts.
But we're going to have pie.
It's always a complicated show.
But we're going to have pie there. We're going to have pizza there. And then we're going to have this refreshing cocktail drink, and we're gonna cook the pizza pies in Johnny's. He's gonna build a
wood burning oven.
Yeah. It's gonna be fun. So just I don't know, 25, 26, but it'll happen.
Yeah.
Shrimp Alfredo pizza with garlic.
Alfredo pizza. Yes.
That came up.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Yes. No, Johnny, love that. Love that.
No, we said chicken Alfredo. He likes the shrimp Alfredo.
Oh yeah. I didn't even catch it. I'd never had that
with jalapenos and fresh garlic.
Wow. That sounds phenomenal.
Smoking, baby. Smoking.
That might be a single guy meal, too.
It might not start off as a single guy meal, but it ends as
during
one.
During the course of the night, well, okay, so you're here, Sky, for the Greater Wisconsin Agency on Aging Resources.
Yes, sir.
First, though, you brought us a wonderful gift. Tell us what you brought us here.
Yeah. So in my work, I get to visit a lot of different ADRCs, and the ADRC, Aging and Disability Resource Center of Brown County, right down the road on Adams Street, has the Grounded Cafe. They also have Grounded on the Go, which is a new food truck that they have out.
Okay.
Which has an amazing menu if you get a chance to see it. It's all available online. What I brought you today was from the Grounded Cafe, and it's a cheddar jalapeno scone, a mixed berry scone, and probably one of the most beautiful almond sugar cookies I've ever seen in my entire life.
Looks unbelievable.
I might shed a tear when you actually cut into that because that is just such a beautiful presentation.
So ADRC, so you visit ADRCs in Wisconsin?
It's a long name. Greater Wisconsin Agency on Aging Resources is one of Wisconsin's three area agencies on aging. One is Milwaukee County, one represents Dane County, and GWAR, the short name, which is also, by the way, GWAR, did you know this? GWAR is a heavy metal rock band.
I did not know this.
Yes.
Learned so much in this show.
We do.
Yeah, just little pieces of random information.
I like it. Yes.
Anyway, so I work with the 70 counties. I work with the ADRCs and the aging units in 70 counties on different programs. I'm supporting them on Older Americans Act programs and then some specific programs that GWAR.
So you're in the right demographic because this country is aging. This state is aging.
At a tremendous
rate. This studio is aging.
But no, I just think that's really important that people understand that this state is getting older. I mean, it's like
right,
you said,
right.
We know the numbers.
Well, I think part of that is because a lot of people don't leave here. If you're from Wisconsin, I mean, you might go to Florida when you're retired for a few months from it. This pretty much is where you stay. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. Oh, it's definitely where you stay. I mean, I moved away from Green Bay for a number of years, and then I came back to Green Bay.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing on the aging population, you bring that up, the numbers are staggering when you look at where this is moving. But the other portion of it is, who's taking care of those aging folks? Because there are fewer people, there are fewer kids being born, right, to take care of their parents. But all of us, maybe you guys too, you know, at some point you have to take care of your parents.
Well, I know home builders now, every home they built, basically, they'll have the zero clearance, you know what I mean? Because they assume their parents, there's a good chance they're going to be living with them and might be in a wheelchair and things like that. They're looking that far ahead because home builders have realized this.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's a huge factor. And housing just in general, you know, folks can't leave their homes, their larger homes, to go to smaller homes because there's nobody who really wants to buy them. They're big.
Yeah,
there's too much to them. So these services that we're talking about, you know, are really important not only for the aging population, but for those of us, which is basically all of us, who are going to have to take care of somebody who's getting older and going to be needing services.
And those resources that you have, the ADRCs, those are awesome. You can take them there. There's activities, but there's also so many resources there as well. We just went to an event there. But
I mean, you know, just to give you, you know, it's unfortunate because Aging Disability Resource Center, right? That's folks fall into a stereotypical understanding of that. But there are so many things going on at the ADRC. The ADRC right down here, down the street on Adams Street, it's one of the most vibrant, incredible places. Sometimes I just go there to work. And, you know, just some of the classes that they have, some of the things they have going on, Tai Chi, ukulele jam, harmonica class. Mm. I mean, this is at the Aging and Disability Resource Center right down the street.
And the lobby,
it's a great place.
And the lobby looks like a Marriott.
I mean, it does look like a Marriott.
It really is.
It does.
They did a good job. That's a pretty cool place.
Good people that run that place.
Yeah, So people go there. That's a resource center. There's no cost. Is there a cost to go?
No.
No, I don't think so.
No.
That's awesome. No. So, but I want to get to, I think, I don't know if you can stick around, but taking care of your parents is, you know, and Johnny and I are in
it's
that.
Tough.
Like, it is. But they can give you some guidelines on that, or you can.
I've got three children.
No, talking about.
No, I'm just saying. I don't think any of them will want to take care of me. and they're all wonderful.
Yeah,
love them all. I don't think they want really old
Johnny. You and the mayor might need to make an arrangement.
We might have our own place.
You could be each other's caregiver.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
Can't you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, just bring in the vodka.
I thought you were making pizza today.
Oh, my God. We would be those two guys.
I make tater tots. I'm not in the mood for tater tots. I want pizza with mushrooms.
We're going to come back to a Sky and talk about. Look,
and none of that damn rhubarb. You can die from that stuff.
We're all getting older, but we got to find out how to deal with it in the right way.
Where's the remote?
Sky's going to.
I got your remote right here.
You hide the remote on me every day.
I've made the decision. That is not going to happen.
You need the ADRC.
Back after this.
Right.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas stations in the Forest
State area. You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin spent a long time building its reputation and its infrastructure for cheese production. Now, more and more cheese production coming online from outside the state. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And it begs the question, with all of this commodity cheese coming online, is there enough consumer demand to pull it off the marketplace? Jenny Wackershauser is with EverAg.
As we've seen all year in Class 3 milk, we have an abundance of new cheese coming into our marketplace, and so we're going to continue to see some volatility in Class 3, even though we are very stable and stagnant, I will call it, on our milk production. We've continued to have over 6 months in a row of a negative milk production report from the USDA, so dairy producers are not gaining a lot on milk production right now, which is good. Long term, that supports us, that's good. It's still a demand question. Do we pick up enough demand from consumers to take up that extra cheese we're seeing on the marketplace?
That's Jenny Wackershauser. She's one of the broker analysts with EverAg. She's also keeping an eye on how the market reacts to the terrible wildfires that have been devastating areas of Texas. Some of the geography impact is a dairy region as well. Markets and overnight electronic trade as we get started on a Thursday morning. A little bit mixed right now. Numbers are next.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual is the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin for a good reason. As a company founded by farmers, they understand the ag industry and its challenges. Local agents offer farm families the best advice and personalized coverage. Visit ruralmutual.com to find an agent near you.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Farm Bureau offers such diverse and creative ideas for the agriculture industry, and being a dairy farmer, I feel like I fit in and can grow personally and professionally. I was actually just recently nominated and selected as a finalist for the 35 Under 35 program, and to be recognized as a young female in agriculture is really special.
WFBF.com.
A voice for farmers,
a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese was up a penny at 143. 40-pound block cheese stood still at 143, and AA butter, that gained 0.75 cents, to 284 a pound. On a Thursday morning, right now, we've got April Class 3 milk made into cheese up 15 cents at 16.34. The May milk is up 21 cents at 16.98. Currently, December corn is unchanged at 4.72. November beans are up 4 at 11.89, and July wheat right now down 8, currently at 5.50 a bushel. Just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand rolling into a Thursday trade session. I'm PM Yonke.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly cloudy today with a few scattered off and on showers possible throughout the day. We're talking maybe 1 to 2 tenths of an inch of rain, maybe a little more, especially to the south. Our high 45, the wind northeast at 15 to 25. Tonight clearing after midnight. Our low 31 tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 42.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor having a very interesting show today. Yep. Going different places for the community. And coming up at 8:06, very special guest, Ayesha Morales from Action 2 News will be joining us. That'll be a lot of fun. Yeah. But we're at Sky Van Rossum right now. And this segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Jim has them in his house. And I'll tell you what, he is a big advocate for them. From now until March 31st, you can get 0% interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. 3 years. Free in-home consultation makes replacing or redesigning your windows and doors very, very easy. Look them up. Pella, capital W, capital I.com. Certain restrictions apply. They are incredible. Sky Van Rossum, Greater Wisconsin Agency on Aging Resources, joining us. And Sky, this is an interesting subject because something that's going to affect a lot of families.
Yeah, it's going to affect a lot of families, not only individuals, but families who are taking care of their older parents as they go on. You know, I've got... So in 2016, I joined GWAR after 25 years in manufacturing. So it was a real career change, a really significant career change. And part of the reason why I'm here today and part of the reason I wanted to talk to you guys about this was when I joined, I was blown away that all of these services, all of these opportunities for folks existed, and I never knew a darn thing about it, right? So when we look at, I call this the hub and spoke model, right? So GWAR is really the hub.
So let's tell people GWAR again. That's the Greater Wisconsin Agency on Aging Resources.
Yes.
So it is a the state of Wisconsin, but it's like the go-to place for people who are aging. And you've got so many different venues. I want you to talk about that, but I just want people to know what GWAR stands for.
Yeah. So the go-to place for folks is in their own very own community.
Right.
In every county in the state of Wisconsin, I get to travel all over the country. And I get to talk to folks in Washington, our legislators. I get to talk to national organizations. Wisconsin is one of the premier states recognized for its aging and disability resources.
That's awesome.
And part of the reason is in every county in the state of Wisconsin, we have an aging disability resource center or an aging unit within the Department of Health Services, or we have both. So in every county, there are these organizations that can help people. Those are the go-to resources to go to the ADRCs. What GWAR does, GWAR, Greater Wisconsin Agency of Aging Resources, they oversee and assist these individual counties and organizations with their programs. And they also manage programs on a very large scale, like an interface. We have a program, Mino, you'll be interested in this, the Veterans Self-Directed Community Support Program. So we work with the Veterans Administration, and it's one of our special programs. It doesn't only work with just older folks or folks with disabilities, but veterans. We have 126 individuals who are part of that program right now, and they're supported by 5 consultants who visit with them quarterly across the state.
Nice. I've never heard of this.
Yeah. It's got to be the program. Individuals have to be recommended for the program through the individual vet clinics.
Wow, very interesting.
And I think people on their to-do list need to stop in and visit their local ADRC. We're here, you know, on Adams Street, right across from the police station, ample parking, and you talk about...
Mm-hmm. Not free.
No, you can park in the parking lot there.
Thought you meant right down here. You mentioned us. I thought you meant free parking. Yeah.
John got a ticket.
Well, I hope it's free until 8 o'clock.
It is. It is. But you got to get out there at 8 o'clock.
8:03 is not.
Yeah. Okay. You can drive around. So anyway, but that ADRC on Adams Street, I think some people thought back in the day that that's where you went to, like, rent a walker or a cane. And that. And I don't know if they're all that good.
No,
I mean, I've only been to that one, but holy
so much more than that. So much more than that.
I think you should talk about that. And do
you guys do that there, though? Do you have that?
You can get equipment at the ADRC.
Okay. Yeah.
That is one of the support services that they have, but there's so much more to the ADRC. What I would recommend, my dad, who is, he's gonna yell at me for this. I'm not sure how old he is, but my dad is 76. He has been serving the ADRC as a volunteer, delivering meals for over 10 years. Mm-hmm. So my recommendation is anybody out there with a little spare time, walk into the ADRC, volunteer some time, go in there. Our ADRC here in Brown County, you can go there. They have the Grounded Cafe. You can have lunch or a cup of coffee. And once you walk in and once you see what's going on, you'll want to go back.
It's a great place.
We've talked about you know, I mean, we're very blessed to live in the state, but in this county particularly. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the reasons we're successful is because of the volunteerism. I think people really give back. And I just want to underscore that with the ADRC, you can be, they take the youth too. I mean, my kid taught harmonica there. I mean, that, super nice people and different programs. It's not just, you know, it's not a nursing home. And that is a very, very active, high energy place.
It's very, very community oriented. There's card playing that goes on. There's folks that just visit over a cup of coffee. There's tech services. They have a tech program. So if an individual is struggling with, you know, their computer, or struggling with their iPad, whatever it might be, they can go in and get advice on that as well.
And they're spirited. Jim and I, when we were there, I even told the people there, I said, last time I was here, I spoke. They had me come over and speak to their, you know, thing about the Packers and, you know, and one guy asked, he said, you know, I thought Lynn Dickey was a great, the other guy, he threw too many interceptions. Well, he had a broken hip. I remember that game. And it's like, I'm standing up, and these two guys are just, and then somebody else, would, Bart Starr, now that was a quarterback. And it's just like, and they were having this heated discussion on Packer quarterbacks. They were great.
You're lucky you got out of there without a black eye.
I know, right? I just agreed with all of them.
In talking with Sky, we're not going to live together because we don't know.
We might?
No, we're not. But we will meet there.
We'll
meet
at
the ADRC.
You know what we're going to live together above your garage. We are.
You're not going to get up the steps.
Get an elevator. Don't you have one of those elevator type things? Where you sit in the chair.
And you wave?
Yeah.
Yeah. I could install that.
Well, this is great stuff, Sky. Really great stuff.
Sky,
great what you do.
I want to talk a little bit more. I don't think people are connected enough with your programs and what they do. So what would you, people who are listening, and you could be the child, right?
Sure.
I mean, you might be 55 years old, but you're the child. Do you make appointments to take the tour, or how do you learn more about it? You got a website that's active?
There's a couple of things that work. Each ADRC has their own website. You can go to GWAAR.org. You can look at the services that we have to offer, and you can also look at the connections to the ADRCs through that website. You know, the best thing is find your ADRC phone number in your local community. Give them a call. Tell them what you have going on. Ask them what you're looking for, and they'll help you. They'll direct you.
And, Sky, a lot of older people don't want to leave their home.
Right.
Do you give advice on how we can outfit their home? In terms of, like, you know, those shower things that you hold on to?
There are resources through the ADRC that can assist with that.
Right.
You know, but that actually entails a bigger issue, the fact that older folks don't want to leave their home. You know, the idea of social isolation and loneliness is one of the biggest factors that we have that are affecting people's mental health, their physical health. It's a huge, huge factor. Going to the ADRC, visiting an ADRC, participating in some of those programs, that's one way to combat that.
Right. That's awesome.
That is true, that social interaction. And when you look at these blue zones, have you heard where the people live the longest? It's not like they exist the longest. They actually live the longest. I mean, it's existing and living are two different things. And they really talk about that social interaction. And then to incorporate maybe a little bit of music, that can help. You say that harmonica classes. And then kind of learning to grow things like plants. And that's just all healthy. And you guys do all that.
It's all around this idea of staying active as you continue to age, right? Staying active, participating. I have a daughter who's involved in Alzheimer's research. And one of the things that she always talks about when we have these offline conversations is, you know, the most important thing you can do is stay active. Keep your mind working. Oh, yeah. Keep your mind.
We had the lady here from the brain thing talking about that exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she said it's like a muscle. And if you don't train it, don't exercise it, it kind of atrophies a little bit and everything like that. And that's so important.
If you can, practice your singing. I mean, you can practice your singing to, you know, build, keep your brain
healthy. What are you trying to say? Yeah. What did you have to say that?
Or just an example.
Providing an
You don't have to give up on singing, but I would prefer the harmonica with Johnny because work it out.
Okay. Are we done talking about this? Give us one more quick thing, Sky, about how people can get involved.
So my recommendation is, first of all, find your local ADRC, your Aging Disability Resource Center in your community. Give them a call. Ask them, you know, tell them what's going on. They can help you. They can direct you. They have the most direct access to resources. If you'd like, go on to GWAAR.org, and you can get, that's a great resource for statewide resources.
Are we in a hurry? Because I have one more thing.
I got one more thing.
Well, you sent us an email on a Senate bill you're working on, and can we help you with that at all? And that's where the hospital designates the caretaker?
Probably not at this time.
Okay, all right. We'll talk about that next time you're on.
Okay, here's my surprise for you.
A surprise for me?
Yeah.
All right. I'm not worthy. Uh-oh. Oh, my goodness. Something came from the transfer station.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this.
Bagpipes, ladies and gentlemen.
Right in time for St. Patrick's Day.
Bagpipes. What do you think about that?
So I think this is all right.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to take those home.
And learn how to play this week.
Clean them up a little bit, man.
A lot of bit.
Yeah, and then after you learn, teach me.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Okay. What?
Well, okay. All right.
John,
that will keep my mind active learning a new instrument.
Yes, it will.
Yes.
Hey, look.
Yeah.
This is a chanter. This is a practice chanter. This is what you use to learn how to play these.
Fantastic.
So, I'm going to give you a trade. You start with the practice chanter because I already have one.
Okay, okay.
And we'll learn together.
So what do I do with
Notice
this?
He looks at the wrong end, puts the wrong end up to his mouth. I don't think
Which end do you do?
Well, the first thing is you might want to get an alcohol swab and kind of clean that up a little bit. Yeah. It looks like there are still some prints on
it. I mean, it was taken from the dump, so yeah. I mean,
okay.
Yeah. I'm going to do this. You know what I could do? I could do this. I could almost be like Ace Champion. Real nice, mellow music here on the show. What do you think?
No, I look, if you can play that thing, I'll buy it.
I'm going
to
do it.
If you can learn to play that.
My apologies to Ace Champion for being somehow brought into this.
I think Ace would be proud of me.
All right, so.
Yes, he would.
Just the story on that bagpipe is you pulled it out of the junk, right?
Well, our boy, I want to say his name, so I'm not sure you're supposed to grab stuff from the dump, but yeah.
Okay, and then he gave it to you.
Yeah.
And you. Not that this would far be it to pass the trash, but so then he gave it to
the trash guy.
No, it's not. It's very, John.
Yeah.
And this is the practice bagpipe. It's just you have to learn how to blow first before you can start squeezing the bag and using the keys.
Yeah.
And that's what he's asking you to do.
Yeah.
Have you ever played like the flutophone or the flute or the trumpet or anything?
No.
Yeah. This is too fast. This is like giving your key. Here are the keys to the car. Go drive.
Maybe we just start with a kazoo?
We do. We do. Which you do at the ADRC, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've got good breath.
Yeah.
I have good lung capacity.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't want to embarrass the guy. He's kind of my friend. So
hey, let me tell you something, Jim. You laugh now, you scoff, okay? When we're living together, this will help put you to sleep at night.
It's going to be amazing grace every night before you go to bed.
I will sit by your bed every night.
I'll play Amazing Grace. I'll be right back on the Ambien.
I'm just saying.
No.
All right.
If you learn how to play that, I can maybe help you a little bit with
that. Thank you.
So, all right.
All right.
Thank you, Sky, for coming in.
Sky, it's always fun having you.
Thanks, guys.
And we all
thank you for the great treats.
And we know everyone's getting older. We have parents that are getting older, and we have a responsibility, and this is a good step to introduce them to their local ADRC.
Yeah. Get to know your ADRC. It's one of the greatest resources in your community.
Right.
Outstanding.
We'll do. Okay.
And one more time, tell me a little bit about some of the rhubarb things you do.
Rhubarb simple syrup. So you can do a great cocktail with rhubarb simple syrup. You can use a Cosmopolitan recipe and then use the rhubarb simple syrup in it. And it's
how do you
fantastic.
Make rhubarb syrup?
So you just take the rhubarb, cut it up 2 cups in a cup of water and boil it down until you get the syrup. Add some sugar to it. So it's a sweeter rhubarb and then strain it. And then you have that beautiful pink color from the red outside poisonous material.
Right.
You strain that off into your cocktail, and it's that sweet sour deliciousness that goes with
that sounds fantastic.
Gin. You know, when summer comes around, I think we might just have a rhubarb party here.
I like that
because there's a number of recipies, and I like rhubarb. I haven't had it in years because I don't know, I'm just having for whatever reason. That would be fun.
How come Donna doesn't grow it? She's big into growing things, isn't she?
I've got a patch at home. I'll bring some.
Really?
I like rhubarb.
Because isn't that one of the easiest things to grow? It's like
I took it from my mom's house when they sold it, and it's been in my backyard since.
Well, that's just it. Yeah. So it was my grandma's house, and we just, I don't know why we didn't move the plant
over.
You took the house or the rhubarb?
The rhubarb.
Oh, okay.
You get
How
the best
do you
part.
Use it though, Todd? Where do you buy it?
The what? The rhubarb?
Mix? Yeah.
No, I mean.
I mean the syrup.
No.
You make it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
He takes the rhubarb.
Stuff, yeah.
He
just
cuts
like
it
you
up.
Said. Right. Cook it up a little bit. All that. Yeah.
Oh, you actually do that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Or you can make pie. You just got to add sugar because it is a little tart.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to add sugar or honey. Honey.
Oh yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know a resource.
Has Wayne gotten into this yet?
I don't know.
You said he's got chickens.
Probably.
Yes. We got to talk to Big Wayne again. Sky Van Rossum, thank you so much for being here. Always interesting stuff, buddy.
Thanks, gentlemen.
GWAAR.org.
Yep.
Sounds great.
GWAAR.org. Take care.
Ashaya Morales will be joining us. Stay with us. Back. You really got me. You really got me. You really got me.
You're listening to the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Green Bay that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 920-469-1146 to apply. That's 920-469-1146.
White or wheat, classic or old-fashioned, with or without sesame seeds. With so many choices, selecting the right bun for perfectly grilled burgers, hot dogs, and brats can seem overwhelming. Baked right here in the Midwest, the Bakers at Village Hearth made your choice easy. As long as you see the familiar Village Hearth logo on the package, you know you're selecting the freshest, most flavorful buns available. Village Hearth Buns, baking our best for you.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 7:50 in the morning. Still 42 in Green Bay, 45 in Appleton, 42 in Oshkosh.
And Sky Van Rossum, he does a great.
He's awesome, man.
What a resource we have. Yep. That, and he said Wisconsin's one of the best, which I think is those are bragging rights. And you know, we people are getting older, so you have to attach to those resource centers. That's a good idea. Anyway, that was fun.
You sure you don't want to live together someday?
Down the road? Positive. I don't. Some stuff I can.
I would be okay with.
Right?
It.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'd be okay with it.
I can make decisions.
Hey, you're gonna be taking a little bit of vacation time, right?
I am.
Do you want me to house sit?
No, I've already taken care of
that. Who's taking care of Milton?
My brother's going
I'd be willing to take care of Milton.
Yeah, no.
Keep him in my apartment here. I'll no. take it for walks in the trail.
No.
What?
Johnny, he's only two. He just turned two Saturdays. So
I think Milton, he and I would get along.
You came over that one time.
All right.
No, he gets along with my brother pretty well. So, and my brother's got dogs, and he gets along with those dogs, and he's going to be playtime for a week. And but anyway, thank you for offering that.
Yeah.
But no, I've got that thing. I took care of that.
You sure?
A long time ago. Nope. Long time ago I took care of that.
So I have to tell you that Dennis heard you sing this morning.
Yes!
Oh, cool.
And a message did come through. Let me find it real quick. Dennis said, I just heard, ha, 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 ha. Thank you and the gang for the love. I'm blessed. My eyes are watering. Now, I don't know if he was watering because he was like sad.
Emotional. I think happy.
Emotional, happy kind of stuff. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, and he'll be here tomorrow, right?
That's right.
First segment.
Oh, and he's got a great duo coming in tomorrow.
Great.
Acoustic guitars. They are called, let me just double check really quick. Take Two. It is Colin and Caleb Posselt, I believe is their name.
Okay.
So acoustically, they go out as a duo, Take Two, but they're also part of the band Avenue 55.
Fantastic.
So tomorrow, now that we're at 3 hours, the 8 o'clock hour is pretty much dedicated to local musicians where they can actually play a lot more than
Absolutely.
10 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, we had
Eric.
Eric. And sang with the Foo Fighters.
It was great.
He was great.
Oh, man, that was great.
Wasn't that
awesome?
Yeah.
I mean, it was just.
It was off the cuff, too. Like, he wasn't prepared to do that.
But because we have this hour dedicated to that, he got to sing the whole song.
It was great.
3 minutes, so that
fantastic.
Was nice. We couldn't do
and
that
then you see that email I got yesterday?
Yep.
Or that text? My good buddy Tony, he's got this group. They're putting on a Chicago tribute coming up in April. Be great to get them on.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
Yeah.
That will be great because who doesn't like Chicago?
Right, and they're performing, I think, at the Epic.
They
Is
are.
That where they're going to be?
Yeah, I think you sent that. That will be fun to get them on. And I thought that was cool that he kind of reached out to you a little bit. I mean, you know, that's going to be fun.
But
that's great
local
music.
Musicians.
Friday.
That's one of the things we're trying to do. We want to promote you. Local entertainment, things like that.
So those of you out there that, and we have a very strong arts community here, which is, of course, you know, visual arts, and but the music, dance. But we want to feature that at Fridays at 8 o'clock. I think it's nice that people can tune in and listen to
and
us.
Being on a Friday, heading into the weekend, what's going on
chill.
In the area and everything like that.
Yeah.
And so that'll be fun. I love that segment.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
And Dennis will.
And then one of the days we're going to get some of those guys from the that new band they're putting together in Decades.
Yes.
Who I went and watched them rehearse the other day.
Right.
They're going to be in here.
Yeah. And we're going to be here, but really Dennis is going to kind of lead that.
It's his segment.
Yeah.
Yep. We want Dennis to do whatever he wants, bring whoever he wants on. It's all his.
Yeah. So anyway, that's going to be fun. So if you know somebody.
And it's always fun to have somebody where it's really in their wheelhouse. Like when we get certain people on here with you, like certain politicians or different things, I mean, that's your wheelhouse.
Yeah,
you know, that's your wheelhouse.
And you in sports,
sports
and veterans.
And veterans, that's my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Dennis, musicians coming mm-hmm. in, that's his wheelhouse. It's always fun to get somebody that's, you know, that's their passion.
Yeah. And it's so they don't have to do a lot of research.
It's no, they just take it and do
just
it.
Sit down and like, yeah. Well, let's talk. Like you, I mean, it's just easy when it comes to sports.
Oh, by the way, Todd, is tomorrow the debut of something?
Tomorrow is the debut of something. Yeah,
it is the debut of something.
Yep, it is the debut of "Are You Smarter Than a Former Mayor?" That'll be coming up at 7 o'clock tomorrow mm-hmm. morning, I believe.
Are you smarter than a former? Do you have a contestant yet?
I don't. We'll get it tomorrow
okay.
morning.
All right,
we'll get him on the phone.
Yeah, we can do you and Paul Jaden. We can do that. Nose to nose. I like how you former than smarter mayors. Yes. And then we're going to be doing a segment called Win Minos Money.
Yes. This okay? is going to be fun.
And it's going to be sponsored by Nicolet Bank. Mike Daniels said, yep. Todd even heard the conversation, right, Todd?
Just on the phone, Jim. It was like, can you do this? Yeah, I'll do it for you, Mino. Anything for you
anything,
is what he said.
I got to get going. I'm in Florida. Exactly. I'm going to get off the phone.
That was it, too. I'm on vacation in Florida. What do you need? Yes.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that. So the way it's going to be, okay, did Knob send you his list yet?
Not yet.
Okay. So Knob is my all-time. This goes back 20 years. My boy Knob has always challenged me on quarterbacks and different things like that, okay? He's a savant as well. So he's put together a list of, I don't know how many, I think maybe 50 right now or more, Todd, of quarterbacks, okay? And it goes to span from 1957 till modern day. And I will have to say what college they went to, all right? There's got to be 500 and some potential.
Well, I was going to say 50 is not hard. I mean, like, okay, what's the 50?
Well, I think he has sent him in 50. So here's the way we're going to do it.
There's 500 potential quarterbacks that.
Oh, I'm just guessing.
Well, okay, whatever, 400.
I mean, 65 years, you know, quarterbacks. So however many potentials.
Well, we can figure it out. I'll figure that. Okay, we'll figure that out. But anyway, so they give you a name.
He will, yes.
Todd, Johnny Unitas.
Okay,
let's just do a practice. Okay. Johnny Unitas.
Louisville.
Wow.
So
do you know that? I don't know, but we'll just give him a bell on
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Go ahead, give me another one.
I don't know a lot of quarterbacks. Right. Zeke Bretkowski,
Georgia. You want to know something interesting? And he's from Decatur, Illinois.
Don't ask me anymore.
He's from Danville, Illinois. You know what's interesting? In 1955, I believe it was, the two leading punters in NCAA college football, you know who they were?
I'm going to guess Zeke Bretkowski.
And Bart Starr.
No.
Yes. They were the two leading punters in college football. Zeke at Georgia, Bart Starr at Alabama. How bizarre is that?
Yep. That's weird.
Yes.
Okay.
So Knob is going to send Todd a whole list of quarterbacks, okay? And we'll have listeners text in, and they'll be assigned like a number, like, you know, like they'll say 1 to 10 or something. Give me number 7. And Todd will have it on his list from Knob. You know, number 7 is, you know, so-and-so, okay?
Okay.
Now, we start out at $10. Whoever the first one that wins, you know, if I get one wrong, they win $10. If I get the next one,
If I get it right,
it's 10. Then the next person has a chance to win $20.
I see.
Next person, $30. And we'll do it up to $100.
Why do they have to go off the list? Why can't they just give you one?
They can if they want to.
Okay, the list is like a guide.
Yes, but here's the reason I wanted to do that.
If there's 400, he's only
it's because when I did this, no, we're going to keep it going. But when we used to do this, it's like sometimes people would come up with a quarterback that wasn't really on an NFL roster. They might have been there in the preseason and got cut. And if that's the case, you've never been officially a member of that team.
No.
You have to be in the regular season. So by doing that, it takes away the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What Knob puts on there is gospel, is what I'm saying.
We just got a text. Milt Plum.
Penn State.
God. Okay. And there's no risk to the contestant?
No, uh-uh.
None. They don't have money, and if they lose $5
or anything?
All they
do is win money.
Oh, man, that's cool.
Win Minos money. Brought to you by Nicolet National Bank. We get set a break. Aisha Morales, Action 2 News, joining us back after this.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming up Thursday on Matt Nair On Air, Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us for our public service announcement. And we talk all things sports with Paul Noonan. I hope you can join us.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.